You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week in Neighbourhood Watch, Melbourne is facing another 7-day lockdown after an outbreak of COVID-19 in the northern suburbs. But before that was announced, Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canadas told me what has happened since the first few cases of this cluster were announced.
They had 5 new cases yesterday, and as of 6 p.m. last night, they've gone into, they've sort of announced some more restrictions in response to these 5 cases. It was a cluster in Melbourne's northern suburbs. Melbourne and Greater Melbourne haven't gone into a full lockdown yet, or anything, no lockdown words. Have been used yet. We have woken up and I do believe there is another 15 cases, which is very sad. South Australia, we've closed our borders to Greater Melbourne, and we can see everyone feeling very nervous and very cautious about what's happening.
Okay, because I read earlier this morning that the man at the centre of this outbreak could have likely caught it in Adelaide.
So, yeah, it may be that the Melbourne cluster started from Adelaide hotel quarantine. So here in Adelaide, we have a really good hotel quarantine system. I mean, obviously, it wasn't so good at the end of last year when we had to go into lockdown. But we have a lot of hotels here that are quarantine hotels. And there is thoughts that potentially this Melbourne cluster was caused by someone who had been in this Adelaide hotel quarantine and had caught it via the air. So that's still being investigated, so we'll probably learn more about that soon. Which I guess puts South Australia on edge too. I think that's the thing about this, it's not a lockdown yet, but, you know, this is the thing about this cluster in Melbourne that's happening currently. It's not grown to 15, and, you know, if it gets too out of control, if we wake up tomorrow and it's 30, like, it's likely that Melbourne and Greater Melbourne will go into lockdown again. And that's the thing. We aren't a vaccinated country, but as I mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, there's been a heavy, heavy criticism over Scott Morrison's vaccine rollout. And that's sort of the catch is that if we're, you know, we're a country that's doing really well, and obviously through this whole thing we have done well, but without being vaccinated, it means that when we do have clusters like this, we go into very hard and fast lockdowns, or restrictions get changed very quickly. So, with this Melbourne cluster, we are seeing again that outpouring of criticism towards the Prime Minister, and there's a lot of demand for explanation as to why this country isn't as vaccinated as it could be.
Right.
In saying that, the AFL is still going ahead this weekend in Melbourne, so I don't know, take that as you will.
But South Australia had a closed border with Melbourne, not the state of Victoria, right?
Yes, so Greater Melbourne. So Melbourne City, and then, you know, if anyone's been to Melbourne, you know there's like a million suburbs around it. So the inner Melbourne suburbs. It's hard for me to sort of understand that because I'm from Adelaide, so it's like Adelaide City and Adelaide suburbs are, you know, quite distant from each other. But yeah, so Greater Melbourne. We say if you were going to regional Victoria, no, South Australia hasn't quite closed our borders to regional Victoria yet.
So how, but the South Australian government say, how are they going to enforce that Greater Melbourne border?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, if you're driving across the border and you say, I've been to regional Victoria and not Greater Melbourne, and then you just get in, I think there will be some, I'm not sure how they're going to imply it, but I'm assuming there'll be some honour systems and maybe COVID tracking app, but I don't know if a border can use that to see where someone's been. I'm not sure if that's actually allowed, privacy. So, yeah, I'm not entirely sure how they're going to enforce that. we'll have to find out.
Do you see anything that people are getting more vigilant again? Now, there could be, now there are community cases coming from a neighbouring state.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Especially considering it was last weekend there was a positive case at the AFL football. So it was a Port Adelaide vs Collingwood match in Melbourne. So people from Adelaide have gone to Melbourne and watched that match. It was a positive case at the match and now they've come home. So yeah, people are definitely being really more diligent because we know that South Australians, for example, were in Melbourne in a stadium with a positive case. In saying that, I mean, I can speak from Adelaide's perspective. I'm not sure about other states. I rarely see masks when I walk around. We have a very, very strict COVID check-in system. You must check into every sort of shop or business that you walk into. It's very much enforced. But yeah, no masks. I guess people are still washing their hands. I'm still washing my hands, but I'm not wearing a mask. So yeah, it's interesting. I can keep, like next week, you know, I might be saying, we're all wearing masks again. I just, at the moment, it's doesn't seem like too much has changed.
Okay, but are there like any signs that the state government might move into tougher restrictions?
Oh gosh, you're giving me anxiety with all these questions. I really hope not. Oh my god. Look, there's no signs at the moment. We're learning more today, obviously. I mean, we've seen that the cases in Melbourne have grown to 15 overnight, and that may increase as more people get tested. In fact, you know, there's no inkling from our government that, as a government, that things may go into lockdown again or restrictions may flare up again. But who knows in a week's time what I could be telling you, because that's the thing about Australia is that they go hard and fast instead of preventing COVID clusters with vaccines.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper!